Prior to joining the Diocese of Rochester, I spent a few years of seminary formation with the Congregation of Holy Cross. Some of you may know the Holy Cross Fathers are the priests who run the University of Notre Dame. By the way, go Irish. During my second year with Holy Cross, I entered a program called the Novitiate. This was a one-year program located in Colorado, and it was for new members of the community. It had a very monastic-like feel to it. We spent 15 hours a day in silence. We came together in prayer 5 times a day, and we were very rarely allowed to leave the novitiate property. During Advent, our novice director wanted us to focus on Advent and not on Christmas. He felt that our society does not allow us to experience Advent because we're so focused on Christmas. So during the entire Advent season, we were not allowed to listen to any Christmas music or even put up any Christmas decorations. Now, the supposed purpose of this was to help us focus on what Advent really means. He wanted us to use the season to fast and to pray so that, in the words of John the Baptist, we could make crooked paths straight. Well, with no disrespect to my novice director, I must say that I found this approach somewhat limited. I think it took away from the experience of Advent rather than enhanced the experience. Because Advent is a season with so much depth to it. And this model reduced Advent to a one-dimensional season, namely one of fasting. But Advent is not a one-dimensional season. There's many facets to this season. That's why I love the readings for today. Because the readings for today, we hear about those many facets. From the very beginning of the first reading, we hear, "Take off your robe of mourning and misery. Put on the splendor of glory from God forever." What I would have given to have somebody say that to my novice director. You see, Advent is not a season of mourning. It's a season of splendor and glory. And it's a season of splendor and glory because we know that God is preparing to come through that deep, deep yogurt of sin and death and enter into our very own human existence. He does this in order to conquer the power of sin and death so that our salvation is made possible. So it seems to me that this season is about the beginning of our salvation. And therefore, it's a season of rejoicing. So let's bring out the music, deck the halls, light the tree, and go tell it on the mountains. But this, too, is still only one dimension of Advent. If this is all we do, then we're like my novice director, albeit to the other extreme. You see, in the gospel today, John the Baptist reminds us that there's work that needs to be done if we're going to prepare ourselves to receive the Lord into our lives. We must make the windy roads straight. This is another dimension of the Advent season. It can be compared to that of a husband and a wife who are expecting a child. Sure, there's a lot of excitement going on. There's parties to attend, baby showers to go to. There's phone calls and visits that need to be made to share this excitement with friends and family. But there's also work that needs to be done. The baby's room needs to be prepared. A crib needs to be bought. And the mother and father have to take on this new role as parent, as opposed to just being husband and wife. And that might mean they have to change their lifestyle a little bit. There may even be sacrifices that they have to make. Poker night might have to be canceled. Advent is no different. Certainly, it's a time of rejoicing. And certainly, we should be singing songs and enjoying the general cheer that surrounds this Advent season. But it's also a time of preparation, a time to reflect upon our life and see what changes we need to make in order to prepare the way for the Lord. In today's gospel, we're even given a template of how to do this. We must go into the desert, because that's where the Word of God will come to us. You see, it says right in today's gospel that the Word of God, which is Jesus, came to John in the desert. And when we hear John fulfilling Isaiah's prophecy, when he declares that he is the voice of one crying in the desert, "Prepare the way of the Lord." Now, biblical scholars will tell us that this passage in today's gospel and in Isaiah is somewhat ambiguous. It's ambiguous because when scripture was written, there was no punctuation that was used when they wrote the original texts. So this quote from John, it could be John saying, "I am the voice of one crying in the desert, quote, prepare the way of the Lord." Or it could be read as John saying, "I am the voice of one crying, quote, in the desert, prepare the way of the Lord." If we take this second interpretation, as well as the fact that the Word of God came to John in the desert, then we realize that this Advent is a time when we too must journey into the desert. And what is the desert? Well, I'm glad you asked. The desert is a place where we are free to examine our own lives without the fear of having someone else pass judgment on it. It is a place where we cannot hide behind the false pretenses, where we can't hide behind these things that we use to define ourselves. In other words, it's a place where we come to know ourselves as we truly are and bring that true self before God. So what does this mean practically speaking? How can we gather in this church today, enter into the desert? What does it look like? Well, on a recent youth retreat, one of our teens challenged his peers to go into the desert by spending 10 minutes a day in prayer for 21 straight days. He told his peers to turn off the TV, the computer, the cell phone, and to find a space without any distractions, and then to spend 10 minutes every day for 21 days alone in that space with God. And I think that challenge can be extended to all of us this Advent season. Because by taking 10 minutes of our day and using that time to remove ourselves from all the distractions of this world around us, we can allow God to do his work on us. In the words of St. Paul from the second reading today, we can allow God, who has begun his good work in us, to bring that work to completion. And that's the ultimate goal of this season, to have the work we do during this season brought to completion throughout the rest of our lives. Because while this season represents the beginning of our salvation, that beginning is meaningless if it's not brought to completion. And the only way it can be brought to completion is if we go into the desert, receive the Word of God, and then go out of the desert and act upon that Word that we have received. So this Advent season, I encourage you to go into the desert and wait patiently for the Word of God to come to you. And then once you've heard that Word, rejoice. By all means, rejoice. And as you're rejoicing, work. Make those windy roads straight. And by all means, persevere. Continue to stay the course so that God, who has begun good work in you, can bring that good work to completion.